meeting to order. Pastor Bent is up here. Oh, would you give the roll call, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Council President Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. If you'll join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Could we have a motion to amend the agenda, please?
I move we amend the agenda to remove, to table item 8G until the next council meeting on July 19th.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table item 8G until the July 19th city council meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Any questions? All good?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Community reports or requests. Mike Smith and David Grombeck from CUNA Economic Development Committee. Discussion on proposed partnership for possible rodeo fairground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the council.
Good citizens of CUNA.
Mr. Mayor, we would just like to kind of propose initially to see if the council may be interested in, we're talking about the land, 20 acres over there off of Meadowview, that the city owns. We're proposing maybe a fairgrounds, rodeo arena, you know, depending on how much money could be raised, is maybe a potential RV park in the future. Some different things that could be proposed on that piece of ground, and would like to just initially see if the city may be interested in making a donation of that land for that purpose.
And again, that land would continue to be city-owned. We would propose that it be run under the Parks Department. And really what we're here today is to see if the council would support that type of project before we spend our volunteer hours working towards that.
So how do you envision that working then? Like the Parks Department would be in charge of booking events and?
I think that makes sense, an arm of the Parks Department to oversee the property. And really before we go out and try and get community support for the project and funding, we really want a feel for, you know, the council, if that's a project that you're interested in for that property.
Well, my gut, I mean, without knowing more about kind of exactly what you guys are thinking, I feel I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the notion that we would be that the city would be running a business, essentially.
Well, the city would not necessarily be running the business part of it or be the promoter of any events there, but maybe the city would be more involved in a revenue stream, like say if the Lions Club wanted to have a Lions Club rodeo, a certain percentage of that goes to the city Parks Department. They would maybe just be in charge of keeping a schedule of things that were going to happen. We also hope to include 4-H, FFA, school system, give them a place to have those type events. The Parks Department running it isn't necessarily something that has to be, but we thought maybe you'd be more comfortable with that to start with. It gives you more your thumb on the pulse of what's going on, and it gives us the option of getting more work out of Bob and Bobby and those guys as the thing progresses.
The only other thing is, I mean, we've talked very, very briefly and in no depth whatsoever regarding the potential for having a pool type facility there. if it was like I had to pick between the two, I might be more interested in the pool just because it seems like it's something that everybody would potentially be able to use.
What if you had both? You have 20 acres there.
Well, I mean, so I guess it's really hard for me to be able to give really good feedback when I don't have, I mean, I have no idea how much of it you guys are interested in. You know, I'm hearing, yes, it would be run through the Parks Department, but no, it doesn't have to be run through the Parks Department. And so it's like, it's just hard for me to.
We're just looking for an initial before we go talk to different members of the community, different businesses. We just want to know that you're on board with it. If you're not, we'll.
This is an idea that came out of the Economic Development Committee. And it's, you know, it's an idea for that property.
So how did it come up? I mean, were you guys talking about, like, there's 20 acres, there's a whole bunch of things we could do, and you guys thought this would be the best thing?
Well, yeah, I think what really brought it up was someone made the comment that, you know, we're approaching 20,000 people. You have, Jordan Valley has a rodeo, Parma has a rodeo, Homedale has a rodeo, Gunns Ferry. We're one of the only communities in the whole state of Idaho that doesn't have a fairground-type facility for rodeos, for 4-H shows, for different events of that type. I mean, even Riggins has a rodeo and rodeo grounds. We just all kind of found it kind of odd that we're a Western community, we're a farm, ag-based community, and we don't have anything like that. We used to have a private facility over here, but a little bit different deal than what we're talking. And from an economic development standpoint, we all thought that was something that interests people, that people in our community like to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the high school has a rodeo club and those kind of things, so we can kind of work with high school and see, you know, what their thoughts are and being close to the school property that would probably work.
I think we had somebody reach out to them and they thought it'd be a valuable resource to them.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, would it be something that you would be willing to look a little farther into without having a commitment? I understand, you guys don't want to waste your time for nothing, but I mean, I can't really throw support out without having any questions of what is the overall cost, what is the plans. So it's kind of hard, it's kind of a two-sided sword here, because I mean, you guys need some sort of possibly commitment to move forward, but I can't give you that without having that information. So how can we get maybe you guys to give us a little more information, come back with, you know, maybe an idea of how much is this all going to cost?
How much is it going to cost who?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who's it going to
cost? It cost you or the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Nothing except for the 20 acres. So actually, we are hoping that it would turn that 20 acres into a profit center for the city as opposed to maybe what it is now.
So our
initial proposal is no added funds from the city.
So of raising all the money to build everything privately.
Privately.
Would that be something then, would that fairground be dedicated to the city?
I don't understand what you mean. It would still be city owned, and a percentage of the revenue that it generated would come back to the city coffers.
Where my concern is that having city owned property be used for other people's benefit gain. So how do I resolve that? Because I have a little bit of an issue with that.
What people?
Well, anyway, I mean, whoever, I mean, if whoever's going to make money off of that facility.
I think that's kind of what they were talking about, having it filtered through the Parks Department so that it kind of gets run the way the rest of the public facilities are, so it's not like we wouldn't have any control and somebody else does. Their point here is to looking in ways to bring economic development and have economic impacts into the city of Kuna. So, and that's kind of where the idea came from. And I think what they're looking for, rather than so much as a definite commitment, is there any interest for them to pursue anything further?
We're not looking for you to say, yeah, get out there with your John Deere.
Well, and I'm not opposed to looking at it. I mean, I think anything to get more economic development is great. So I just, but I don't want to say, yeah, I want you guys to look into it, and then you come back and for some reason I don't like it, and then now,
sure,
you know, now we're, obviously I'm just one of four too, so I don't know how to get over that hurdle. I'd like to see a little more, I guess it's something we may have to discuss later as far as our side of the legality of,
sure,
of, or ramifications of using.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll just leave it in your hands and talk it over amongst yourselves. Let Chris or Joe or somebody that comes to our economic development meetings know what your thoughts and feelings are and concerns, and we can go from there. We just kind of feel it would be good for the community.
No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, yeah. I appreciate the vision and the suggestion. I mean,
I would also, maybe just a suggestion, reach out to somebody who's enormously successful, is like Homedale. They have the Demolition Derby. They have the Homedale Rodeo. I believe that's all city-owned property. Well, I think the Lions Club promotes those things, or different community organizations of that type, and I'm sure the city gets a fair share of the revenue, but maybe a person could reach out to them and find out how they're structured and how they're doing it. I don't, you know, I really don't have any experience in how other cities are doing it, but they're all doing it.
Yeah, and I think at this point we're just kind of throwing out ideas of what to do with the 20 acres.
Sure.
No, I think it's great. I mean, having an idea is great.
Any other question?
Richard.
Mike and David, I want to thank you for your input. I have concerns when the city goes into a business, if you want to call it that, in competition with what we already have here. We have the Winchester property down here that was an arena. We have an arena over on King and Meridian Road. We have a arena over on Highway and Lake Hazel. I want a further business, but not at the expense of other business. So if you're looking at ideas, I would be more interested in ideas that are not already existing. One of them I think you brought up, Mike, was the RV park. I'm not sure that wouldn't be a good idea with the birds of prey out there. I see a lot of trucks and trailers going down there, motorhomes. I don't know where they park. Must be Meridian or Boise or Napa, I guess. But an RV park would be of interest to me. I don't think we have sewer out in that end. So that would be a cost to the city. So, but again, I don't want to pop your bubble. I appreciate what you guys are doing, the economic development, but I don't want to see things that would be in competition with private enterprise.
Yeah, most of the private enterprise you're talking about is like one of the arena just does barrel racing, one of them does team roping, none of them do like a full-fledged rodeo. I would say most of those people would probably be on board with it.
Okay.
And it wouldn't, you know, probably wouldn't directly compete with them at all. It would probably add to.
Councilmember Cardozo, with their support, would that help you bridge the gap between supporting it and not?
One of the other things I'm a little worried about is the parking. If you ever watched the Winchester Arena when they had an event, when you've got a truck and trailer, horse trailer, and some of those will carry 6 to 10 horses, they really take up a lot of space. And I don't think Meadowview is really made for that kind of traffic. It's a very countrified two-lane road. So if you really wanted some land for a rodeo, I'd say take it down there where we have the sewer plant, some of that alfalfa field. I think Meridian or Swan Falls would be more progressive to traffic like that. So
I don't think that we really are set on that location. Not really sure what all the city owns, but...
I'm not looking, but I could almost tell you Gordon shaking his head no over there without looking.
Yeah, we're going to do something with all that water.
Another location is what I'm thinking of. There's 500 acres out there, so...
Greg, what are you up for, bull ride if we get this set up?
Absolutely, let's do it. I'd like to see more info on it, on, you know, numbers, size of arena, parking lot, what it takes to, I mean, it's worth looking into.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Anything further?
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Presentation of fiscal year ending September 30, 2015 annual audit. Casey Zatiro. Bailey and Company. Good evening.
Hello, I'm Cassie Zatiro with Bailey and Company. You're one of the CPAs and auditors. So I'm going to present the report for fiscal year 2015 from our audit that expresses our opinion on your financial statements. And if there are any questions related to the financial statements, I'm going to defer those to John.
Okay.
So you, I believe, have an electronic copy of the financial statements and the audit reports in front of you. So I'm going to page 3 where our audit report starts. So the report's broken down into some headings that basically describes that we audited your financial statements, what your responsibilities are, what our responsibilities are as auditors. And then on page 4, it expresses our opinion on those financial statements. And the opinions are broken up into units. So there's a unit for your fund financial statements, those major funds, which are like your general fund, and into the governmental activities and business type activities. And all of those had an unmodified opinion, which means everything we found was good. We didn't find any issues that were that were materially misstated that needed to be reported or that would have qualified your opinion. There was a change in accounting principle, which is a paragraph after the opinion paragraph. There was a standard that was required to be adopted in this last year by the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, and it required you to put a net pension liability on your financial statements. This did change your business type activities quite a bit, and it changed the governmental activities but not your fund financial statements for the governmental activities. And that just has to do with the differences in the type of accounting between those different types of financial statements. It's mostly a papers number. It's not really something you're ever going to owe unless Percy really did go under kind of thing, or you had a bunch of employers that participate in Percy pull out. So it's even though it created huge numbers on your financial statements, it's really not something to worry about. Okay, and then the next paragraph on there is your other matters required supplementary information paragraph. And there were two new schedules added to that section this year, and those all have to do with that net pension liability. And those are farther back in your financial statements, and they start on pages 40 and 41, and you can look at those at your leisure. And then if you go on to the next page, page 5, it also discusses that there are other information presented, and that was financial statements to combine funds that were considered non-major. And those had to do with either the importance to the city or a percentage of the city's total funds on whether they got included as major or non-major. So those were your non-major funds. And then there's also a more detailed presentation of your budget to actual revenues by source and expenditures by object. That particular schedule, because the budget's presented and we do not audit the budget, there's no opinion expressed on that particular schedule. The combining non-major funds also have an opinion on those because they basically wrap up into the financial statements that are at the front of the packet that we sent you. And then the last paragraph references the report that I'm going to go over that's at the back of the financial statements, and that starts on page 49. So this is your governmental auditing standards report that asks us to look at your internal controls and your compliance. And we don't express an opinion on either of those things. We just look to see if there were issues. And that's basically what the gist of the report is. And the sum of that is we didn't find anything that needed to be reported. And that's about it, unless you have questions.
Very good. Questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
I guess what it boils down to is John is pretty smooth.
John's good.
Yeah,
John's
he must good. Be a smooth operator. Oh. The audit didn't catch anything.
Nope. Did not catch it. Okay, public hearings. Consideration to approve R16-2016 amending city parks and city public property fee schedules. Richard Rose.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. For the record, Richard Rose. Before you is the changes in the fees as we discussed previously, and at that time we indicated that it would come up for public hearing. On the page that has the blue showing the track changes, those changes are reflected based upon our conversations and some clarifications. I will stand for questions.
Okay, questions for Richard. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, this is a public hearing. We did not have anyone sign up on the sign-up sheet to testify. Is there anyone who wishes to testify on this item that did not get a chance to sign up? Okay. So we will open the public hearing portion of the meeting for R16-2016, a resolution of the City of Cuna, Idaho, amending Resolution R26-2015 to amend the rental fees for the Senior Center on the City Park and the City Public Property Park Use Fee Schedule and providing an effective date. Is there anyone who does wish to testify? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing portion of this meeting. And the if there's no further questions, the question is rightfully before council.
Mayor, I just had a quick follow-up question. I don't know if Bobby can address this or what. Most of all the rented areas, the Banshell, the parks, Etebo, you've installed all the, oh, I don't know what you want to call them, the kiosks or whatever they have where somebody's rented it. And so people that go to those parks can see that somebody's rented those parks. Or those facilities at those parks. How are we doing that for the golf course to somebody who does an exclusive rental of alerting the public that that's been done?
Mayor, Council, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. I actually have one over by the Greenbelt where you walk in.
Okay.
So let's everybody know who's using the volleyball court and the frisbee golf and if somebody has a little picnic going on over there.
Okay, so that's all in that one area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I just didn't look at it. Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes, Richard.
One question, Bobby. You've got electricity at Bernie Fisher Park or Greenbelt, $10 a day. Is that irregardless of the size of the event? I mean, CUNA Days must use a lot of electricity for all those booths. How does that compare with me wanting to rent a gazebo for electricity at $10?
I don't remember. I think we have a different rate for CUNA Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We're in discussion with that. We haven't formally done anything yet.
Yeah.
But that's our intent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up at the top it says special events may have additional charges or higher fees, so we've accounted for that.
Okay.
So we're talking about for special events that would take more electricity than normal, right? Is that kind of where we're at with that? Okay.
What specifies a special event? Will it be spelled out in the resolution?
Again, for the record, Richard Rhodes. Special events will fall under the special event ordinance plan. So if they come in and they just want to rent the facility and they want electricity, it'll be $10. If they are coming in for the special event permit, then they will have an additional fee assessed when we get to that.
I guess my question is, will there actually be a definition of what special events are?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Further questions?
I move we approve resolution number R16-2016.
Second.
Motion is made to approve resolution R16-2016. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boone Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Resolution R16-2016 has been approved and will become law according to the effective date. Business items. Most everything we have here. Consideration to approve 16-03-LLA, a lot line adjustment, and 16-03-LS, a lot split, for Sergey Olenik. Trevor Kessner.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, excuse me, council members. seeing that my applicant is not in the audience, I thought that he would show up, I would request that we table 1603-LLA and 1603-LS to, I'd like to make the date certain July 19th, but it's up to you.
Okay. I move we table our consideration of 16-03-LLA and 16-03-LS until the next council meeting, July 19th.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to table 16-03-LLA and 16-03-LS for the July 19th council meeting. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Consideration to approve resolution R47-2016 approving JUB Engineering Incorporated for professional services for downtown revitalization phase one. This is a resolution of the city of Kuna, Idaho approving the professional services agreement with JUB Engineering Incorporated for the downtown revitalization phase one, and as outlined in Exhibit B, City of Kuna Downtown Revitalization Project Phase 1 Services, Scope of Services, Schedule, and Basis of Fee, and Exhibits A and C, and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement and the city clerk to attest to said signature. Richard, is that something, would you want to go over kind of how that went, how they were picked, the advertising of that, and
good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, Richard Rhodes. Pursuant to the request for proposal, we received two proposals for the downtown revitalization program. We had interviews with those where they made their presentations. These were all according to the publication for the bids under the state law. We heard those presentations. We then met as a committee and ranked those two presenters. JUB was the number one, so we are now here presenting the information to you for your approval. I will stand for any questions.
Okay. Question for Richard.
The $1 million is all based on grants, isn't it, at this time?
You're talking about the $1,050,000 for the phase one? The bulk of that, yes, is in grant form. And if you do recall, the city did approve a contribution of $140,000 towards it.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Further questions or discussion?
I move we approve resolution number R47-2016.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R47-2016. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Resolution number R46-2016 is approved. Item C, discussion with City Council regarding annual evaluation of J&M sanitation inflationary rate increase. John Marsh.
Okay. Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the record, John Marsh, City Treasurer. This is basically just kind of a, I don't want to call it a preemptive strike, but a preemptive discussion. And to find out if you're interested and want to pursue something that we've used the past couple of years, and that's bouncing the solid waste rate increase off of the CPI, which is the gold standard for inflation. And so this year, inflation, the rate through May, which is posted by the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, is 1.5%, and that's all urban consumers in the West region. In comparison to last year, it was 1.67. So I provided you that inflation rate table, as well as what it would do to the solid waste rates. The next steps, if it's something you're interested in, we would move forward with publication for the next 2 weeks, and it would be on the agenda for August 2nd with a public hearing. And if approved, would go forward with the first billing October 1. So any questions? And I see that J&M Sanitation's representative, Chad Gordon's here, if you have any questions.
Didn't we approve for an increase annually?
What we did with the franchise agreement, and Richard might have to correct me if I'm going astray on this, is we put in there a section that allows us to consider an inflationary increase every year once J&M Sanitation requests it. And so again, they have this year. Yeah, so we've been bouncing it off the CPI to give us kind of something to base it on. As far as what it costs in the marketplace for goods and services.
Okay, so, thanks, John. Further question for John?
Yes, Richard.
I thought we went 1% last year.
Last year we went 1% on COLA for staff. It ended up being 1.67 for J&M Sanitation. And the reason for that was it was based upon two different time periods. Now those two elements are on the same time period. So. You'll see that come forth with the budget as we go forward would be the same as J&M Sanitation. So last year it was 1.67 for J&M, ended up being 1 for staff.
Okay.
And again, two different time periods we were considering.
What is the obligation of the city? When does the city have an obligation to go out and rebid this? Is there an obligation at a certain price? A certain increase?
Well, certainly we have a contract with J&M. I would defer to Richard Rhodes on the contract. I know I can't remember the length of the contract. Certainly, I think based upon contract language, it would depend upon the action of this council whether or not they want to pursue other bids.
Okay. My question should be rephrased. We can do a COLA or any kind of an increase without going out to a public bid, according to contract then.
Councilmember Cardoza, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Any other questions?
Anything further for John? Okay.
My opinion is, J&amp;M providing the service and setting the fees and stuff, so for me, this is just a formality. I think it's kind of weird that we have a say in how much they get to charge anyway, so I'm fine with moving forward with publication and scheduling of the public hearing to increase the fees. Anybody else?
I concur.
What was your motion? Public testimony first?
I did not make a motion, I just, is an actual motion required, or what are you guys looking for?
Really, it's just a discussion whether or not you want to move forward with a public hearing to consider the rate increase.
Okay. Yeah, so I just said that I am on board with, I think we should go ahead and move forward with publication and having the hearing.
Okay. I'll second.
Everybody fine? Okay. Then we shall move forward. Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-18, Ardellis Estates subdivision number 1, annexation into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District. This is an ordinance of the City of Cuna, Idaho, annexing parcel S131441742 and referred to as Ardellis Estates subdivision number 1. Into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights apparent to the thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date. Where these are all just several of these that we have here are just people annexing into our Cuna Municipal Irrigation District. I think we can fast track all of those if that's the wish of the council.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-18.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2016-18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2016-18.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2016-18. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Ordinance number 2016-18 has been approved.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-18.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance 2016-18 becomes law upon publication. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-19, Greyhawk subdivision number 5, annexation into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District. An ordinance of the City of Cuna annexing Greyhawk subdivision number 5 into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the New York Irrigation District and changing the boundaries thereof, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2016-19. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I move we approve. I move we approve ordinance number 2016-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2016-19. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2016-19.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-19. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2016-19 will become law upon publication. Okay, consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-20, Patagonia subdivision number one. An ordinance of the city of Cuna, Idaho, annexing a portion of parcel S14073471110 and referred to as Patagonia subdivision number one into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the New York Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights pertinent to thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive three readings of ordinance 2016-20. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2016-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-20. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-20. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2016-20 becomes law upon publication. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-21, Arbor Ridge subdivision number three. An ordinance of the city of Cuna, Idaho, annexing parcel S13141315200 and referred to as Arbor Ridge subdivision number three into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring the water rights pertinent thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2016-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive three readings of 2016-21. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2016-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-21. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Move we approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-21.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-21. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2016-21 will be law upon publication. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-22, Enzyme Subdivision. An ordinance of the city of Cuna, Idaho, annexing real property as described in Exhibit A and Exhibit B, and commonly referred to as Enzyme Subdivision, into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, and changing the boundaries thereof, declaring water rights pertinent thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2016-22.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2016-22. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2016-22.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2016-22. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2016-22.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance 2016-22. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance 2016-22 becomes law upon publication. Okay, one more. Consideration to approve ordinance 2016-23, Journeys End Subdivision number 1A. An ordinance of the city of Cuna, Idaho, annexing a portion of parcel R061522 and referred to as Journey's End Subdivision Number 1A into the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District from the Boise Cuna Irrigation District, changing with respective boundaries of said districts, declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2016-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of 2016-23. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I move we approve Ordinance 2016-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2016-23. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2016-23.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of Ordinance 2016-23. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Ordinance number 2016-23 has been approved and will become law upon publication. And since we tabled item G, that is all we have. Mayor and council discussion. Is there anything council would like to talk about?
A couple of meetings ago, I asked if we could get like a every meeting update and include in our packets like a memo on the status of the move. Is that something that we can get or no?
Yes.
Okay. Even if it's just like no change, that's fine. But just knowing like what's going on, because I think. Are they move? They're moving out like soon, right?
They closed the restaurant yesterday.
Okay.
So they should be moving out. I heard they were supposed to start moving out today, but that got pushed off one day. So from what I was told tonight, they're going to start moving out tomorrow.
Okay.
And I think there is some dealing going on restaurant equipment, so then that can all be taken out. So hopefully by the next meeting we can have something for you other than no change.
Sounds good.
Mayor?
Yeah.
Just a follow-up question on that. Who's doing the moving of everything from here over to there?
We hope to get some volunteers, workforce laborers, to come in and help with that. Mm-hmm. So the goal would be on a Friday night, everybody's packed up. Monday morning, they'd be moved in. Like
you're optimistic.
You're ready to go.
And thank you for offering.
I can delegate very well. So.
I have a teleconference on Thursday regarding the Gateway West project. Like you said before, the last proposal. Either made no change to where the lines were coming in south of Cuna or took them completely out of the area. So I will be following up with all that to make sure that stays to be the case. So other than that, I can't think of anything really majorly groundbreaking going on. Greg, is there anything you have?
Nothing?
No. Anybody else have anything? Meeting adjourned.